Thank you, Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, August the 4th, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sithandekile Mhlanga. Here are our top stories this evening. Zimbabwe launches a nationwide investigation into the poaching of animals following the death of Zimbabwe's most beloved lion, Cecil.
Following from this poaching incident, PACS, in conjunction with other law enforcement agencies, have launched a countrywide or an industry-wide investigation.
Three U.S. airlines banned the shipment of hunting trophies after the killing of Cecil the lion last month, as some analysts say most Zimbabweans are more concerned about bread and butter issues.
Issues of wildlife and environmental tourism, let alone environmental safety and preservation, are not top of the list of many Zimbabweans.
And Callisto Pasua quits as Zimbabwe's national soccer team coach. Authorities in Harare have launched a nationwide investigation into the poaching of animals following the death of Zimbabwe's most beloved lion, Cecil, that attracted an outcry from animal rights activists worldwide. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from the capital.
Speaking at a meeting with the hunting community in Harare today, Parks and Wildlife Director General Edson Chidzia announced that the government has embarked on a national inquiry into the poaching of animals. The investigation was prompted by the killing of Cecil the lion in the Gwai Conservancy in Wange District by an American national, Walter James Palmer, who has since claimed he had no knowledge of Cecil's identity when he killed the big cat.
Following from this poaching incident, PACS, in conjunction with other law enforcement agencies, have launched a countrywide or an industry-wide investigation to try and crack down and weed out any illegal activities in the hunting industry. Investigations that have been conducted so far have revealed that there could be other cases involving illegal offtakes, and a couple of these cases are already being pursued, including the case involving the illegal hunting of another lion in the same area on Railway Farm 31, owned by Mr. Headman Sibanda of Unyala Safaris, which was also hunted by another foreign client using the same method of bow and arrow. This hunt was supposed again to be conducted in Kusile District, and Railway Farm 31 had no lion quota for this year. To date, Mr. Spanda is currently assisting police with investigations.
Chidzia said poaching was tarnishing the image of Zimbabwe, adding that this had serious repercussions on the country's tourism sector and the national economy. The killing of Cecil the lion, that has attracted international interest, came at a time when the country's consumptive tourism sector is battling with trade restrictions that were imposed by certain parties to the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species under the umbrella of the stricter domestic measures and the general mood, which is anti-hunting.
Zimbabwe subscribes to the principle of sustainable utilization of its natural resources and remains committed to pursue this agenda. Our clients must have the confidence that when they come to this country to hunt, they are not guided or going to be lured like Cecil.
Louis Muller, chairman of the Professional Hunters and Guides Association of Zimbabwe, said his organization will not tolerate anyone who goes against the rules and regulations of professional hunting.
Yes, of course, the organization's been tainted, and we, the G and ZPHA, we represent the guides, the professional guides, which are the non-consumptive. These are the people that take people out for photographic safaris too. We fall under the same umbrella, so it has tainted the whole industry with the same brush, which is very unfortunate. This has been an isolated case. Unfortunately, though, everybody has been painted with the same brush here.
The killing of Cecil the lion was condemned by Zimbabwean authorities and animal rights activists across the globe. One of the people accused of playing a part in the killing of the country's most famous lion is expected to appear in court tomorrow for the opening of his trial at the Wange Magistrates Court On the other hand, authorities are in the process of seeking Palmer's extradition from the United States so that he could be tried in Zimbabwe for killing the famous lion. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Meanwhile, in the latest fallout from the killing of Cecil, three U.S. airlines say they will no longer ship lion, leopard, elephant, rhino or buffalo killed by trophy hunters. Delta Airlines announced yesterday that it will no longer accept Africa's Big Five on its flight from Africa. American Airlines and United Airlines have since joined Delta in announcing the ban. Delta has the most flights of any U.S. airline to Africa. To analyze the coverage given to Cecil in his death, we turn to media analyst Akura Jangaja. He says most Zimbabweans, while concerned about the country's game, are not surprised at the importance being placed on the big cat.
Well, there was always the difference between how it is covered by the Western media and how it is perceived by Zimbabweans at home, largely because in the West, Zimbabwe, like any other African countries, viewed as having particular Western values because it has animals, it has forests, and it has greater fauna, as it were, or an interest in tourism around ecosystems and the like. So, but from a Zimbabwean perspective, the difference is that there are other challenges that a majority of Zimbabweans are facing, and issues of wildlife and environmental tourism, let alone environmental safety and preservation, are not top of the list of many Zimbabweans. They're trying to circumvent job losses, trying to pursue human rights and good governance. They're also trying to pursue just basic survival. So the difference would be on the priority list scale. For Zimbabwe, this is of limited consequence or imports, except where it affects those in the tourist industry sector.
And I'm sure people have been talking, you know, following the coverage in itself. That is when almost, you know, every international channel. What have people been saying about the coverage itself?
Well, I think the major discourse has been around the lack of prioritization of actual local or domestic challenges that human beings in Zimbabwe face, as opposed to the tragic incident of the killing of the lion. But more importantly, I think the discourse has also tended to review how government has reacted or dealt with issues to do with wildlife and environmentalism in Zimbabwe, and whether the systems that are currently in place are adequate to protect Zimbabwean wildlife and fauna, as well as tackle issues to do with climate change. So the debate has in part grown beyond just the lion. But more fundamentally, there is general disdain for the fact that the Western media or even Western environmental activists would more noise about the disappearance of a lion than the disappearance of a human rights activist in the form of Itai Dzamari. And these are issues that are currently at play in terms of public discourse.
That was media analyst Takura Jangaja in Harare. Gibbs Dube spoke with former Attorney General Gulan Ndebele on the prospects of America sending the American hunter Walter Palmer to Zimbabwe for trial. Ndebele says extraditing Palmer to Zimbabwe is an uphill task.
It depends on the agreement between the two countries. And in any case, whatever it is, it would have to go through the courts anyway. In other words, all Zimbabwe does is to approach their U.S. counterparts, and the U.S. is the one that will make the applications in the courts on behalf of this side, depending on the agreement, to extradite the person to Zimbabwe. So if it is not opposed, I'm sure it will go quickly. If it is opposed, the court then make a decision on how it will go.
But in some cases, we are told that it can take several years for somebody to be extradited. Is that the case?
Yes, depends on whether or not it's being opposed. There could be challenges variously, and people could appeal up to the highest court in the land. And that obviously takes quite some time.
So now what?
There have been a lot of international cases that we would have had going that way. So if there is no opposition, obviously it will take much shorter time. If there is opposition, it might take a little longer. And depending how far the appeals are taken, it might also take years.
That was former Zimbabwe Attorney General Sobhuza Gulan Ndebele speaking with Studio 7 from Harare.